We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Wednesday, March 11th. The Colorado men's basketball team hoping for a new start tonight as the Buffs open up Pac-12 Conference tournament play here in Las Vegas. The Buffaloes, after being in the top 25 for much of the season, have lost four straight games down the regular campaign, which dropped them from being in control of the Pac-12 Conference to a sixth seed in the tournament. Early in the week, head coach Tad Boyle wanted his team to see itself being successful, showing the Buffs a highlight tape from some of its biggest wins of the season.
You could just feel the sense of kind of excitement in the room, and they like to see the ball go through the net, and we started with defense because we always start our film sessions with defense. And so we started with about five or six really good defensive possessions against Dayton, against Oregon, against really good teams that we've played and we've beaten this year. And then we went to the offensive side, and I just wanted every player that's played, you know, to look at how good we've played at times this year offensively, and that ball goes through the net, and we've got good shooters on this team, and I just want to try to get that positive mojo back. And you could tell the room, I mean, they were excited when it was over. It was probably a, you know, 7 or 8 minute clip. But I just felt it's a new season, and we just got to look at the positives right now and try to make that happen again, because we're a good team. We just got to play like it.
The Buffaloes tonight will face the 11-seeded Washington State Cougars, a team the Buffs topped back on January 23rd, 78-56.
They're a very potent team offensively. They've got some guys that can really go off on you. And, Ellaby is an all-conference player. And Bonton is a guy who's had over 30, you know, a couple times this year. And he's a dynamic scorer. Now, sometimes it's feast or famine with him, but he can get hot. And you know, you got two scorers on the other side like that. And, you know, Pollard, if he plays, he's a terrific player inside. And, Gervais Robinson is really shooting the ball well right now. So they've got some guys that can score. So this is not going to be a pushover. This isn't a game we just got to show up and win. We got to come out and compete and again, have attention to detail in terms of who we are guarding. and understand that.
So tonight, the 6-seeded Buffaloes open up tournament play versus the 11-seeded Washington State at T-Mobile Arena. Our coverage gets underway at 9 p.m. Mountain Time with the Buffs warm-up pregame show, followed by the tip-off between the Buffs and Cougars at 9:30 on the Colorado Basketball Network in Denver and 850 KOA and 94.1 FM on Sirius Channel 136, XM Channel 197, and the TuneIn app at CUBuffs.com. For more on the Buffs tournament run, check out Neil Welk's coverage always at CUBuffs.com. And the CU men's golf team made a mid-round run but eventually had to settle for a ninth-place finish on Tuesday at the Lambkin San Diego Classic. The Buffaloes, ranked 84th in the country, led for a decent portion of the first round, finished 14 strokes off the pace in ninth with a 6-over score, 870. I'm voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.